Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean. And we're two chefs talking about our lives, one finished plate at a time.
Sean, so we're just going to get right into it, I think, because there's lots to talk about. St. Patty's Day is upon us. When I say upon us, it's next week. Specifically, this Sunday. Am I looking at this right? St. Patty's Day. Sorry, 17th. Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday next week. And we are going full throttle St. Patty's Day at the restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Sean, can you guess just how many Irish themed things we're doing? It was even surprising to me. I was like, what?
I would assume, excuse me, at least 8 different Irish themed things.
Actually, you know what? That's a pretty good guess. Can you name some of them? Let's see if I have them.
All right, you're definitely doing a corned beef. We're definitely doing some sort of like heavy potato action. You're definitely doing a boiled cabbage. What else do you have for the people?
It's quite a bit. So we got bangers and mash, right? Pretty.
That's it. Okay. All right.
Not really Irish.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like English breakfast, but okay. You're
European, UK. Though. Like, you know, right, you're part of it, right? We're doing that shamrock shake that you mentioned. So we're definitely doing that.
Right.
We're doing another, what you call that? There's a shake of it, but like boozy. I don't know. It's like shamrock something with like an Irish cream. Heavy, so they're doing like another version. we're doing wings inspired by the Irish with a little bit of Guinness. We're going to make it honey glazed. There's like a whole bunch of stuff going on. What's up, homie? Rod, how are you? So we have corned beef and hash, obviously, because that's the most Irish thing you can do. We have, what's that other one where, the one that Connor used to make all the time, like the mashed potatoes on top. It's like a meat filling. I cannot remember right now.
A little shepherd's pie action.
Shepherd's pie. Thank you. So we're doing shepherd's pie also. So that's going, but there's, it was just a lot. We're doing, one of our general managers wanted to do, corned beef and hash spring rolls.
Okay. You know what? Irish Asian fusion.
Hey, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So whatever the suit, but that's our whole menu next week. Apparently chef is away, so I'm the one in charge again.
Hey, all right.
So that's fun. Me and Nikki rather. So we're gonna start the menu next Wednesday, prep all the way out. But we're actually gonna start it tomorrow because he's not gonna be there technically, and it starts Wednesday.
Okay.
So like tomorrow we're gonna preset most of the things, and then Sunday we'll cook it. Like pretty much make all sure the plaza's all set, let it rest for a couple of days, and then Wednesday full on service all together. But I've never had the opportunity to cook at least like a lot of Irish inspired, like really full-on blown theme.
Are you sure that your pipes are working? Seems like you need a lot of water.
Yeah. So I was low-key. I was just like, maybe we should just make Katz's corned beef instead. And, you know, just because we're also having Reubens. So I'm like, okay.
All right.
Definitely Katz's, right? Yeah. So you can't go wrong with it. So that is the entire menu. Next week, Sean, I know you haven't been, did you guys do like a full-on blown Irish themed at the other restaurant? No.
No, not at all.
No, right?
No.
Like even a little bit.
I feel
bit,
like the nothing. Closest thing we came to is like we had like a salmon Reuben at one point.
I do remember that dish.
That's about it. Yeah.
That dish was delicious.
It was very good. It was very tasty. Shout out to that salmon, Ruben.
Shout out to the salmon, yo. And then finally, Manny did get back to us. I do have the files, but I did tell him, I was like, I already posted the video, so not a big deal. But he's like, yo, make sure you tell Sean to quit Burger King.
Oh, and I'll send you
a Del Taco burger.
Shots fired, instead. Man. We got some podcasts.
So Manny's really egging on you.
I'll have Manny know that I had a burger from Burger King earlier today.
Oh my goodness. But nothing too much though, Sean. How was your week?
My week was all right, man. My week was my week was pretty good, man. No complaints.
Are you getting ready for St. Patty's?
I mean, we're gonna be rocking it the same way we rocked it out last year. Fire in the house. I mean, yeah, it's like I don't even know. Like New York is generally, you know, under normal circumstances, goes all out for St. Patty's, but correct. I kind of wonder what
right now
the
closed.
Plan will be this year. I mean, obviously, no parades. They're gonna just take a camera out to a corner and have some folks playing some bagpipes. Like I don't know. You know, we're in an interesting space. I assume next year things will be rocking in a grander fashion.
I think so too. The most immediate news that I read, coming in today, Biden did literally release the stimulus check coming in, either by the end of this week or by the end of March. You should be able to get it. However, for people that are getting the vaccine by March 15th, which is next week Monday, right? Is that Monday? Monday. All eligible adults are able to get the vaccine. So if you haven't gotten it yet, or if you're still, you know, if you're not eligible, he will release that March 15th. That's good news for everybody around.
Yeah, it's pretty good news. I went and checked the other day. I wasn't eligible yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
now I'm not eligible yet because, you know, for me
here in the city. When I was going through like some of the, you know, prerequisites, if you're working in a restaurant, like that was one of the criteria toward the end that might give you a bit of priority over someone else.
Correct. So specifically for New York that you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So for New York, if you are a restaurant worker or grocery worker, I think they might have lifted something.
Grocery workers, healthcare workers, if you work in schools to some capacity. I mean, a lot of them are going to be like customer facing positions. But it was interesting to kind of go through the list and go, nope, 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 nope.
Like, nope, absolutely nope, nothing.
Nope. Not yet. Yeah. Nope, 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 nope. And then get to the end and it was like, yeah, sorry, buddy. I was like, yeah. Kind of let me down easy. But it was interesting to see like all the different capacities people are gonna be interacting with other people that, you know, obviously need to be, you know, taking their precautions and being safe, or at least provided the option to.
Yeah. Currently in New Jersey, there's no option for restaurant workers as of yet. But obviously by next week, we're all eligible. But I don't know how the scheduling process is going to happen. I think we've touched upon this a few weeks back, even a couple months back. It's like New York is handling the whole designating by somebody getting the vaccine very poorly. Maybe it won't follow suit for New Jersey. Maybe a little different for Connecticut also, but you'll never know. So that's the whole news as of today. And then the very final thing though, Sean, Sean, how do you feel about crypto? Low key, just like,
oh my goodness. I feel like we're of the same mind, man. You might be getting into something I'd like to talk about during Tech Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Okay. I won't spoil
it. No, it's
all
good. So I'm glad you're already on the same wavelength.
I wish I could show you my account, but I don't want to, because I don't have a blur thing. So on Robinhood, you know, I was a trader on Robinhood, still am. So I just wanted to say I bought Dogecoin last year for $90 and I got over 30,000 coins. I don't know how that translates, whatever. Before it spiked up to 7 cents, I traded it all back at 3 cents, and I managed to make, I turned my $90 to $1,300. That's insane.
Amazing.
Imagine if I just waited, or if I actually purchased $500, which I was going to initially. There's a lot of going to initially.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of this happening in my life, Sean. I was like, I
The
really
dragon's
should
gonna
have
get
bought
you,
it.
brother.
Like, I should have literally
This
just
it can
done it.
always feel like that, right? I could have
It
purchased
is the
more.
most
I should have
annoying
sold
feeling.
quicker. Yeah.
It's the most annoying thing, Sean.
You're gonna be in the
Like, 'cause
market,
like, I
man. I
don't.
mean, you gotta make the moves when they're good for you.
That
You
is
can't worry
true. I
about
just.
anything else.
That is absolutely correct. I just don't feel that way on too many things. But when it came to stocks a long time ago, I was like, if I felt good about it, I should have bought it, but I didn't. And that's my one down. Now, if I bought $500 worth of the coin before this whole thing took off this year, right? I think I would have had close to like 800,000, my guy. And then I traded that to like at the peak of where it was at 7 cents, yo, homie would be sitting with like, I have no idea what that
Would you
translates
be doing
to,
this
but a
podcast from
lot
the
of
moon?
cash. But a lot of cash. That's all I gotta say. You know, all the stuff that kind of went down with COVID, it just sucks. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. We'll get into it a little more. However, Sean, are you ready for some Tech Tuesday?
Yeah, man.
Sean's Tech Tuesday on
On
a
Thursday.
Thursday. Sean, go for it, Sean.
Yeah, so for our first Tech Tuesday story, we're gonna give a hearty rest in peace to Lou Ottens. Lou Ottens was a former Philips engineer who invented the compact cassette tape.
Oh no.
Yeah,
He
man.
passed away.
Yeah, he passed away this
Oh
week.
my.
I think it can go without saying, like, the incredible impact on the world that the cassette tape as a recording medium, as a pre-recorded medium, provided for the world, man. Obviously, with shrinking magnetic tape down to a size that could be carried in your pocket, or you could take music and share that with people anywhere. And it provided the fundamental idea that brings forth like the Walkman and the portable CD player, mini disc, the iPod, the iPhone. Like, all of these technologies, kind of begin with creating a market, and a reality for bringing, at that time, high quality audio around with you, man. So, yeah, man, shout out to Lou Ottens.
Luans. Yeah,
94
Sean,
years, 94 years with us.
what was your first cassette tape? Can you still remember?
I was really like, I knew you were gonna ask, and I was trying to think about that. I don't remember what the first cassette tape that I bought was, but I definitely remember like making mixtapes from like recording tapes from the radio, like just letting Hot 97 play and just kind of recording what was on
Correct.
at the time, to kind of take that around with me. Making mix cassette tapes from like my parents' like CD collection and whatnot, and just, yeah, man, like just the idea of the mixtape and what that means for popular culture kind of begins with that guy's technology,
That was the whole
Man.
mixtape. Like when I don't think we even say that anymore, right? There's no such
Yeah,
thing
no, I
as
mean you don't. I mean, it's
mixtape.
like obviously it's like been replaced for, for the young recording artist, with digital means and platforms like Spotify, or well, not Spotify, but rather like SoundCloud for you to kind of put your stuff up and let people just experience it. But you can think of like all or most of the popular recording artists that we that we appreciate now started by recording their work on a cassette and hoping it got to the right person.
Gone are the days, Sean.
Yeah, gone are the days. Gone are the days, man. This is definitely something very, very personal about making your own cassette tape too, right? Like, you couldn't, you know, it's nowadays it's like you make your tracks and people can find those individual tracks, but back then it's just like, nah, man, you know, you had 60 minutes, 80 minutes, 120, you
That's all you
know,
had, bro.
right? And you know,
That's all you
you just kind of
had.
lay it down and hey man, if you liked a particular song, man, you need to hit rewind or fast forward and seek and find it. And literally you could like wear down your favorite song. So like as you played it and played it, they would sound progressively worse. You know? Like
Because it's
it's
tape,
just
yeah.
yeah, because I mean it's physical. Like it could break down. You know, it's obviously something that, you know, the kids today will probably never really have to deal with at all.
Nah,
But
they have
shout out to
playlists
Lou.
now,
You
Sean.
know, if
Shout out to Lou.
yeah, you know, if not knowing how he was gonna be changing the world as we know it. Yeah. Just think about like being able to take high quality music and just put it in a car. You
Yeah.
know, that it's like AM and FM is pretty rough for sound quality. And even then, you know, you're still at the mercy of whatever's being broadcast at you, as opposed to being able to kind of curate your ride and, you know, use music or record a word to get in a particular headspace. So
It's crazy.
shout out to Lou. Shout out
Shout
to
out
Lou.
to Lou. Thank you, Lou.
Yeah. On another note, we're gonna give a happy 35th birthday to Super Mario.
Is it already that time?
Yeah, dude. Do you want to just feel old? Yeah. Actually,
Wow.
this week was March 10th, and that's known as Mario Day, you know.
Mario Day.
Mario Day. So,
Oh, let me see if I
happy
can blur it out.
35th birthday, Super Mario.
Wow. It's as old as me right now,
Yeah.
Sean.
Dude, yeah.
I mean, I'm 36 this year, but it's
But yeah, I mean you are a Mario kid.
crazy.
You're a Mario kid.
Crazy. I still remember the original Mario. Game changing. The original
Game
Mario.
changer. A lot of folks this
Wow.
week are going to boot up Netflix and probably be asked to actually supply a password. Netflix is cracking down on password sharing. In an update that's been pushed out to a lot of devices, if you are using a Netflix account and it isn't kind of associated with the home address of the owner of the account, you might
Are
be
they
asked
gonna
to log
find
in.
you?
It'll just like automatically log out and it'll kind of be presenting you with the opportunity to sign up for an account for yourself.
Wow.
So yeah. Hey everybody, get your dollars ready.
Get your own Netflix. But okay, Sean, but what if you both split it? How would that work? Do they even know? Do they care? I don't think they care.
I would assume, I mean, definitely, I mean, they're gonna track by IP and
That
know,
is true.
you know, clearly, I mean, you can share your account on multiple devices, but even in your home, right? Let's say hypothetically, your brother was using your, because he doesn't live with you, your Netflix
Of
account.
course.
Shout out to you, Johan. You know, you and your wife live in the same place. Your TV logs in, it's
Correct.
fine. Your PlayStation logs in, it's fine. Your phone, it's fine. But your brother, he ain't there. So, you know, obviously, like, you know, they're gonna be able to certainly track where those logins are coming from, and you know, politely nudge you to pay up for the content that you've been watching for free.
God, I mean, granted, if you guys are sharing it, you would know each other's password because you're paying for it. So I guess that was kind of a moot point, but I was just like, what if you both were
Yeah, I mean, you can
paying for
still log
service?
in, but let's say, you know, you happen to have a Netflix login that belongs to someone that you're not in contact with.
Got
Guess you're
it.
gonna be logging in, you
Got
know.
it.
You know, a lot of what you do in text to ex-boyfriend and girlfriends.
I got it.
Alrighty. And for my last Tech Tuesday topic, Casey, do you know what NFTs are?
Okay, I'm glad we're covering this because I just recently learned about this about a week ago. Only because I heard, again, on TikTok, I swear to God, I get half of my news is faster than anything on TikTok. They know how to push content quick enough. But I've been seeing last week a whole lot of sold digital art, NFTs, non-fungible tokens, Gary Vee, literally the, and then this week, an even more insurgence of a lot more sold this, and not just physical art where you kind of draw or, you know, your graphic design, any kind of art. So it can be music, it can be a physical thing, it can be something that will give you some kind of worth, like Taco Bell just released that NFT that they have a limited amount of. If you scan it, you get like a free fucking burrito. Psh, amazing.
Yeah, but the NBA's got their NFT with the
Do they really?
Shot. Yeah. So what they do is they have like a clearinghouse for NBA highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can purchase
That highlight?
Yeah, you can purchase that highlight, you know. Some of these things are selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars for, you know, particular highlights. And, you know, they, in theory, have the ability to increase in value. So to kind of roll things back for the uninitiated, NFTs are non-fungible tokens. And what they represent is an opportunity to kind of digitally stamp a good online. So why this is important right now is in the past, and I think everyone kind of knows, when you create like a digital asset, let's say like a video, you know, Casey and I are going to create this video right now and it's going to be shared on YouTube and a whole bunch of different platforms, right? You know, we might have been the original source, but it's going to kind of get out there and propagate. And if someone makes a copy of this video or breaks it down, you know, it'll kind of live on their channel as their video, you know. And Casey and I, as content creators, you know, we don't even know that, we might not know that it even happened, or if it were to be monetized, we certainly wouldn't be getting anything from that, or we'd have to do significant work to, you know, kind of find that content and market, and you know, it becomes a bit of a hassle. But what NFTs are providing is an opportunity for a content creator to kind of create this content, put it in a place where it can be sold, and digitally stamp it with authenticity. And also, depending on the marketplace or the item, add conditions to the asset that kind of go on in perpetuity. So, you know, let's say in the case of the NBA and their highlights, Top Shot being, you know, what their marketplace is called, they could hypothetically have like a clip of Michael Jordan dunking, right? And they could decide, sure, it sells in the auction for $10,000. But every time it's resold from that point on, maybe the NBA decides that they want 10%, you know, from the subsequent sales. I mean, it's just an interesting time to be the person who's creating, you know, digital assets, as this is where the world is going.
I'm trying to find it. So this is that Trump NFT that sold for $6.6 million.
Yeah, I'm
just that 10-second clip.
There Insane. Was a piece of art that sold on the Christie's British Auction House. This is actually their first digital only art piece, and it's the way the pieces, it's like a composite of 5,000 other pieces created on this by this artist called Beeple. The final price tag for that NFT art piece was $69.3 million.
What?
Yeah, I mean, this is the new me? World that we live in.
Is this what? Hold on, let me try to pull it up.
This is that same one we're looking at, right? So for everybody else, we are on live video. Sean, this is the Beeple NFT, $69 million, my guy.
And again, you know, it's not to say that, like, with these digital art pieces or videos or whatever have you, that, like, someone who doesn't want to pay $69 million can't see and appreciate it, right? Like, you know, they still are digital. These things can be copied. But, you know, with NFTs being based on, like, blockchain technology, you know, you can guarantee that if you are looking to sell or to buy, you know, these assets, that they are real, you know, they can, you can be guaranteed. And then, you know, that's what increases their value.
I believe, to redeem said, or to purchase it or something like that, it either has to be of equal value or more. If you were to sell it, I don't think there, you can sell it for lower. I'm not entirely sure, cause I haven't read up on it entirely just yet. But I know if you bought like a $10 NFT, you can exchange it or somebody with somebody would for like $2 $5 bills or some shit. Something of equal value of the same token that you just purchased. And you get the non-fungible token, which is the, I guess, the fine asset. Writing that it's, you know, that it's your asset. So I'm all for it. I wish,
it's super, I wish I was more super artful. Interesting. It's like, creates rarity in a time and place in which, like, you know, rarity is shouldn't even be a thing, right? Yeah. If all these things are digital, they should be easily copied and distributed. But, you know, you can,
this with one these ain't.
Systems in place, you can say that, like, no, this is me, this is mine, you know, I own it, I bought it from here, it's real, it's legit. It, you know, keep it going.
It's crazy. Yeah. Now, the one that I saw the most, though, especially on TikTok for NFTs, are people are saying, well, what's stopping me from just going to Photoshop and duplicating the same exact thing and then reselling it? I think the answer would be they don't have that, the NFT trademark or stamp.
Right,
or
I mean, it would be kind very of thing easy on to it. Verify that your copy wasn't the original.
Mm-hmm. And I guess for everybody that's kind of thinking of the same thing, you know, you're not gonna get away with it.
Yeah, it's, man. Super, I mean, encrypted. Yeah, it's a very interesting time, and it's kind of really interesting to see this technology kind of propagate and be everywhere. Like, I wasn't even aware of that Taco Bell one.
Yeah, you
know, they I just released thought it was 25. An interesting curiosity to kind of see it in the NBA space, because even when I started to hear about them at the beginning of the season, I was just like, man, they're selling YouTube clips? Like, but then I was like, to make it relative, I mean, you know, if you were trading basketball cards way back when, right? Like, it's essentially the same thing. It's a moment in time, you know, captured in this tangible thing, you know, that has no value, right? Because it's just printed on a piece of cardboard. But literally, what gives it what gives the basketball card value is a community that says it is valuable and is backed up by, you know, some other currency, and then, you know, has a clearinghouse that can look at that asset and grade it for whatever intangibles the community says is valuable. So, you know, when you think about all these those things, it's not so crazy to see how NFTs of any digital asset could be valuable to anyone. I mean, I saw some for Garbage Pail Kids, you know, trading cards. which I think you still should. Mystify me as valuable, even as someone who grew up, you know, when kids traded those on the playground.
Yeah. Nostalgia drives price, Sean.
Yeah, man.
Much like, you know, if we saw like an arcade for like $10, you're like, God damn, it's only $10. I would love to have it.
I need to get in on that Super Mario NFT.
Yeah.
I bought level 8-4.
They're going to release it. They're going to release it soon, sooner or later. All right. Nothing too crazy today on the food news, though, but I do want to bring us into our meme review. Sean, the tried and true in the kitchen.
That's hilarious.
Can you just briefly say to people what it is?
Yeah, so it's it looks like plastic, but yeah, it's a plastic.
Yeah, it's a plastic one.
Yeah, it's a plastic food container. And it is framed as if it's a Bose speaker. Better sound to do research, because in the kitchen, lots of times people will take their cell phone and then drop it inside a food pan to amplify their sound, or at least direct it toward them.
Well, it amplifies it because, you know, the space is smaller and it has a whole gap air, and it makes the volume quite loud. It's much in the same likeness if you cup your, you know, your sound, like it feels louder. But that is, this is tried and true. You'll know it. Here's another one, Sean. Here's a, I'm assuming a tweet, right? The reason why your food from restaurants tastes better is that the cooks don't give a shit what your arteries are going to look like in 10 years, so they can really give you the juice. I need to eat a meal prepared by someone who doesn't love me. Now, don't take this the wrong way to everybody else. We cook our foods, our meals, or whatever, to the greatest of our abilities. That way you can enjoy it. It's not like we don't necessarily care about you, but we'll definitely give you the best experience that we know how. And it's up to your discernment to eat it or not. And, you know, I guess I'm sorry to your arteries if you happen to have, you know, not have a good stomach. But yeah, man, this is truth right here. Let's move on. Due to social distancing, this is a photo on, I think, a mirror maybe. Due to social distancing, only one person is allowed to cry in a walk-in at a time. Thank you. It's a running joke in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's not really a joke. Everybody knows if you have some kind of beef.
The walk-in is office hours. That's where you do your shit. If you walk, you need a moment. It's cool. It's isolated. It's not necessarily soundproof, but hey, if you need to have a loud conversation, you can have one there and not disturb everyone. Or if you need to take a moment to yourself, you can just pop in there. Cool off. Literally get back to what you got to get done.
If walk-ins can talk, right, Sean? Like, it would tell you so many stories. Oh, yeah. So many stories.
Definitely.
Got a couple more. When you're getting slammed, but everyone's in a good mood, communicating and on their A game. This is a photo of Michael from the office.
That, between 8:15 and 8:35 on a Saturday night. that is the pocket. That is the pocket. You're in the thick of it.
That's how I feel.
Everyone is humming. You know, the end of the night is up. You're not exactly there. You're just trying to bang it out. And get
everybody on the air game.
Yeah, everyone's
communicating
on
game, in a good mood.
If someone walks out of the kitchen right there, they're the worst. they're the worst.
Oh my God. Were you there when, I'm not going to mention her name, but one of our pantry cooks walked out? Not a veteran ones. I don't think you were there.
Nah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't think you were there. You were before that. So I rehired one of our old cooks.
Okay.
For like a brief second. Everything was fine. I think it was a Saturday too. 7:15 on a Saturday. We are starting to get the pop, right? Mm-hmm. She decides to up and walk to the restroom. I thought she was going to the restroom. I'm like, okay, cool.
Sure.
Yo, homegirl took her coat, bounced, walked out the door. I looked at Rob. I was like, Rob, sorry, you're going to have to run window. I'm going to do a pantry tonight. So that's what's going to happen today. Yeah, that happened, man. Sean.
Just give the heads up. Like in that circumstance, like, you know, I had a situation with a dishwasher who kind of did the same thing. Uh-huh. It's just like, dude, like I get it. And if you're going to go, you're going to go. Right. We're all adults. Uh-huh. Like, of course. I can't keep you here. You know, ain't nothing can keep you here, but your bills. But if you're about to leave, you just need to say something like let's keep that level of respect.
You know? Don't just bounce. At least right. have the balls to say, hey, it's not working out. I need to leave. Of course. I'm not going to.
Everyone.
We're not going to deny you.
Right? Like, yeah. You know, maybe the next question might be, why are you coming? Should mm-hmm. I expect you back?
Correct.
You know, like.
It allows a conversation. But if you just walk out, bro. Have a
conversation. Maybe in the walk-in.
But you mean in the walk-in, right?
It's not the best move for someone to do that. But yeah, 7:15 on a Saturday again. That's not it. But if you gotta go, you gotta go. Just say something.
And then the last one, Sean. This one hits home for me. It doesn't make sense to hire great chefs and tell them what to do. We hire them so they can show us how it's done. Now it's a infamous quote that's being kind of circulated all around, but how do you feel about this, Sean? Like,
I'm gonna tell yes, that chef we to hire put chefs.
Or some gloves, maybe.
Or something, right? Man. Like, look, I get that you're about to plate the hell out of that dish, but I'm gonna need you to keep the head chips off the plate. That's all I'm saying.
No, I had the privilege of working at a restaurant where they told me what to do, which is fine. It's their establishment.
Sure.
But then the conversation goes, well, why is it not improving? It's not necessarily what I bring to the table. It's how they manage it and how they want to keep managing it. I want to bring the changes. But if you're going to tell me how to do my work, then why do you need me to be the exec of the place? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's just...
Yeah, I agree. You know, I guess it should be explained, you know, in the scope of your responsibilities, right? Are you just being asked to be, let's say, like a kitchen manager and manage their process? Or are you the executive chef and kind of given some agency to run the business as you understand it could run to the best of, you know, your abilities or the staff that you have on hand? I mean, you know, they seem like they would be two sides of the same coin, but they could be pretty divergent. But I think that it's best to know that before, you know, you kind of set out and try to handle the business.
But you know, just
pretty far away on expectations.
Yeah, we're here to make each other's lives. This is where the front of the house and back of the house kind of need to be together. We're here to make each other's lives easier and also, you know, uphold practices and processes so it runs better, smoother, more, you know, new procedures, etc. But it should only make it better, not hinder or repeat what you've been doing, you know, before. And that doesn't incur change. But anyway, a couple more on the Mon Chouchou news, Sean. So Key Lime Kit Kat. How do you feel about this? This is more
I'm curious.
This
I'm
is
curious.
More like an Asian thing.
I'm curious. Like Kit Kat used to be my favorite after school snack when I was in like elementary school. So I try that. I like key lime pies. I try it.
Love key lime pies. I was just gonna say key lime pies is if we ever had a dessert and be like, Case, what kind of dessert would you like? Now obviously I will always gravitate towards coconut. Love coconut. Coconut's my number one. But if a key lime pie was there, I'd fuck that up. In a second. My dude, I love key lime pie. Next up, let's bring it up here. NBA branded Oreos featuring legendary teams arrive in stores this month. I'm assuming in the back of it, they have like different teams that's taking part of whatever the Oreo. I think the what is it? Kicking off a long-term partnership with the National Basketball Association that will feature a massive variety of basketball branded snacks. For the release of it, the six teams featured represent some of basketball's greatest dynasties, including the Golden State Warriors, San Antonio Spurs, Chicago Bulls, Miami Heat, Celtics, Los Angeles Lakers. So I'm assuming it'll be just like a branded, almost like was that cereal, Sean? Is that Wheaties? Would they have like the Olympians in the front? Mm-hmm. Is that the Wheaties?
Yeah.
So Oreos and NBA.
Yeah, down with that packaging, there's a lot going on, and honestly, it says like NBA Dynasty Oreos, but when it caught my eye, I thought it just said Nasty Oreo. I was like, what is this? Like, but yeah, shout out Nasty to the Larry Oreo. O'Brien trophy on the cover.
On this the cover, is now
the snack of champions.
There you go. PBR, Pabst, it's hard to say that word, though.
Blue Ribbon.
Pabst, right? Pabst Blue Ribbon are making hard tea seltzers. Sean, how do you feel about hard teas?
Everyone is getting in this game, man.
Like, I love hard teas, yo.
I've never had a hard tea, but it is so interesting to see how these alcohol companies are trying to figure out how to just get in this space.
Because White Claw, homie. White Claw is like dominating.
I guess so.
Dominating.
Kicked in the door. So what flavor do we have there? It looks like peaches.
So we got raspberry.
Pineapple.
Peach.
Pineapple.
And lemon.
Mm. All right. I can definitely say I've never had a PBR.
Let's see. You can find them available now at beverage retailers in these 21 states. Let's see if any of ours. New York is there. New Jersey is not. So we cannot get it currently. So Sean, if you want to send me over some, I'll definitely taste it.
No problem.
So check this out. I think you get a kick out of it. So I was researching through some of the items that are kind of new and maybe a little off, right? But this is the one that really ticked my brain for a second. And I was like, interesting. And I really like it. So Sonic adds tipping option to the app. Like an actual tip, like after you purchased your food. How do you feel about this? No other, so just to specify, no other chain restaurants currently on their app allow tipping. You cannot, I'm pretty sure you cannot leave a tip. Only if you order to go. If you order to go, there's a tip there, sure. But Sonic is allowing tipping on their app.
It's interesting, you know, given that when Sonic is, you know, when it's not a pandemic, you know, Sonic does offer waiter style service.
They do.
You know, at their locations. So it doesn't surprise me that they would roll this out. You know, maybe this is just kind of getting ahead of things returning to some sort of normalcy. So look, man, I'm for people getting compensated. So I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Only a couple more, Sean. Hummus Labs, where Nutella hummus and shawarma nachos are the delectable stars. I don't necessarily understand what Nutella hummus is. And nor shawarma nachos are, but let's just take a look at this. Sean, just take a look at this. What is exactly happening? So is it an actual, it's an hummus with Nutella?
I think so.
Yeah. The Nutella hummus also comes with sugar, cinnamon pita chips. Wow.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Do I really want to eat? I don't know.
Maybe I can taste it. Seems interesting.
I feel off about this. I don't
know. I don't know if I would order it, but if I were at an event or I would definitely try it.
So Sean, remember this is the last one. So remember last week when we were talking about the Trader Joe's boba filled vegan cold brew. That's a really mouthful. TikTok has now blown it up out of proportion. When I say blown it up, I'm telling you, man, there's something going on with the TikTok people, because it's all millennials and under so far, for now.
Yeah, more and more older people. I just didn't make the cut, man. He just made me feel so old. It's like I'm older than you by like three and a half years, and I'm just like, wow, it is.
And you're
a big
still
goal,
not on it. My guy, just get on it. Man, I'm telling you.
I saw, and I was out. I was like, what is this fish hook challenge? I can't do it.
Is V on it? Does she do the TikTok?
She has an account.
No, but I mean,
I can't confirm or deny if she does TikToks. I have not seen them. She is not mentioned.
No, but I mean
them.
Like, does she watch, does she consume other content? That's what I was trying to say. Not necessarily make TikTok.
She has.
Okay.
She has.
Just ask her one time if you can look over with her on some of the TikToks that she's looking. I can guarantee you will either smile, smirk, have a bad day, or have a great day.
Yeah.
It's either one of the four.
Look, they had me a bad day and I just deleted the app. I was like, what is this? What am I complying with?
Oh my goodness. But anyway, so Trader Joe's, the cold brew frozen dessert with boba in it, certified 100. That's what everybody's saying. No cap. Oh shit, I'm using the lingo, Sean.
No cap.
But definitely a try, because one, it's a coconut replacement. So it's non-dairy. So for me, win-win. For me, absolutely all day. You know, I can't consume too much dairy because it's a bad day for my stomach. But it's just, I don't know. So that is nothing too intense on all of the news, though. But Sean, as we do close, what are your final thoughts? Send us out with some good vibes into next week, St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah. All right. So... spring is here. We are just crossing the 1 year threshold on the quarantine and pandemic. Yeah. And obviously this is a good time to kind of reflect on everything that's happened in that time. And things are starting to open up slowly and very quickly, depending on the industry. So I would ask everyone to, you know, take some precaution as you get out there, man. Like, obviously, you know, you really want to, like, get back things to normal as soon as possible. But still, you know, respect that virus, man. Wear your mask. Mm. Wash your hands. You know, if you're trying to get vaccinated, you know, figure out, like, how that's going to work into your life. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much what I got. Like, you know, things are opening up. You just got to be prepared. Like, we're not there yet, but we will be soon.
My technical anniversary of COVID is March 13th. So this Saturday
is the 15th.
Yeah, this Saturday is when I got laid off last year, and I wasn't able to find anything till July. Of that year. So for me, I've been working. I've been fortunate, been managing to stay afloat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a different time. It just felt like I was gonna collapse because I was just getting pounded with bills left and right. But now it's not so bad. But still,
sure.
Nobody should feel that way. Just because you can't get, you know, you can't get help from the government, and it sucks.
Yeah, everyone, but anyway, people had to endure with a lot. And honestly, mm-hmm. like, I'm very, very happy that you and I, you know, are still here to do this, and, you know, still with the opportunity to kind of do more, man. Like,
yeah,
a lot of lives have been lost, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of opportunities been lost, and it's going to take people a lot of time to kind of really, really sit with that and process what we have individually and collectively been through. You know, mm-hmm. it's going to require a lot of work to get things back and to have the systems in place to not ensure that this doesn't happen again, but to be better mm-hmm. prepared for, you know, similar circumstances. You know, I think
just, you know,
for a lot of people, this is an opportunity to kind of like open their eyes and really see things for as they truly are. Correct. But I don't want to bring it all the way down. The last thing I wanted to do was wish a very, very happy birthday to German. German is always in our comments. Got a big, big respect. Happy birthday to the man.
Now, remember when German used to bring, he would usually make the huancaina during this time, which is the little potato dish with like the stuff in the inside.
Yeah, there's like the potatoes amazing. With the avocado, with the chicken, and the avocado, tuna, if I'm not mistaken, the olives. Yeah,
it's just delicious.
It was super delicious, man. It was dense, meal. But it was good. Yeah. Shout out to German. And whenever he'd come shout through with like the pizza every once in a while.
Almost every other week he'd bring pizza. Like,
You never know what type of party slices he was gonna roll in with, but they were always delicious. So shout out to German.
We're partying today? Oh yeah, shout out to German. All right, nothing too crazy. We'll be back again next week. Obviously, we'll try not to be right on St. Patty's Day because, you know, we're going to try to celebrate and be green. However, other than that, you can catch everything at YouTube at Chef Salty Pork Podcast. You can email us at chefsalty@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, please text the hell out of Sean or tweet at him at MetroCardX.
Hit me up while these tweets are still free. Before I get them up on selling them on NFTs.
On NFTs. Imagine dude. Imagine Wendy's sell their roasts. They're like their best roasts as an NFT. I'm just saying.
The CEO of Twitter sold his first tweet ever for $2.5 million.
Oh my god, he did, didn't he?
This is a crazy world. Wow. So crazy. Good. But yeah, man.
Anyway.
Be prepared for this new world. Wear your mask. Wash your hands.